From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State in western Mosul have as a key objective the capture of a bridge over the Tigris River linking the cities east and west. Its capture would make it easier to reinforce the assault force with troops and supplies. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, said the offensive is going better than expected, in part because the IS defenders are besieged by the weight of ground fighting and air attacks.
Since the Trump administration came in, it's clear that the rules of engagement, the nature of the firepower that has been committed and all of that by the United States, the more forward deployment of advisory and air control teams, this is all having a real effect. But ultimately, the credit goes to the Iraqi elite forces and all of the elite forces in the Iraqi army.
The offensive in western Mosul, home to an estimated 750,000 civilians, was launched a week ago. Thousands are fleeing their homes. Brigadier General Salman Hashim Hussein said his forces have received dozens of people wounded by bombings by IS fighters. He said the road is full of bombs. Mosul's capture would end the Islamic State's control of a major urban area in Iraq, a city where it declared a caliphate in 2014. A Czech missionary aid worker sentenced to 24 years in jail left Sudan Sunday after President Omar al-Bashir ordered his release. Peter Jacek, arrested more than a year ago and sentenced last month on charges including espionage after he helped local Christians. Two German archaeologists abducted Wednesday were freed late Saturday in central Nigeria. A police official said no ransom has been paid. The unknown kidnappers are still at large. This is VOA News. Syrian forces appear to have made advances on Islamic State positions as political talks in Geneva appear to be foundering. Reports indicate government forces advanced into areas held by IS militants in the northwest following the fall of the IS-held town of Al-Bab to Turkish-backed rebels. Another report says they're pushing toward the eastern IS-held ancient city of Palmyra. In Geneva, the main opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, is accusing Damascus of stalling and insisting on face-to-face talks. Ngo Mutasim El-Sayoufi is with the Day After Syria campaign.
Our hopes are not high, given the incidents on the ground, given the continuous violation by the regime forces and its backers to the ceasefire. And given what the regime delegation here proposing in Geneva, they are still discussing the procedural issues. They haven't moved yet to the substantial issues.
The fourth round of talks on the country's political future began Thursday. French independent presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron got another boost from two opinion polls, showing him easily defeating National Front candidate Marine Le Pen in a second round in May. Macron last week received the support of centrist politician Francois Bayrou. Thousands of Russians Sunday marched in Moscow, marking the two-year anniversary of the death of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down outside the Kremlin. One of Nemtsov's supporters, Valentina Guzmanova, said they are continuing his fight for freedom. Nemtsov, a former deputy prime minister, was a fierce critic of Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, and members of the opposition blame the government for the killing. The Kremlin denies any involvement. An opposition leader in Kyrgyzstan has been arrested on corruption charges, sparking protests ahead of scheduled November elections. Omarbek Tekebayev's detention could eliminate him as a contender. Tekebayev, head of the Fatherland Party, an outspoken critic of President Almazbek Atambayev. The U.S. Sunday called on Russia and pro-Russian separatists to observe the ceasefire in Ukraine, withdraw heavy weapons, and allow full and unfettered access to monitors with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. A U.S. spokesman said Washington condemned Friday's targeting of OSCE personnel and the seizure of an unmanned aerial vehicle. Thousands staged another anti-government protest in Romania Sunday, seeking to bring down the Social Democratic government that tried to implement a decree seen as weakening a crackdown on corruption, a move criticized by the European Union. At the 89th Academy Awards, La La Land City of Stars won for Best Original Song and Best Original Score. The Syrian war documentary The White Helmets won the Short Documentary Academy Award. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.